The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Today FM.
It all happens here. Today
FM. Marion McKeown, the US correspondent with the Business Post, and of course here on The Last Word of Today FM, joins us. The most unusual story that we've covered in a long time, a tragic story, one involving the very well-known actor Alec Baldwin. What do we know of the circumstances in which it seems, well, it's known that he killed a work colleague?
Good evening, Matt. Yeah, you know, this is such a tragic and bizarre story. As you say, your heart would just go out to everyone involved, but particularly the woman, the cinematographer, 42-year-old woman, mother of one young child who was killed as a result of this accident. It has still been described by the Santa Fe Sheriff's Department as a shooting and an incident that they're investigating, but there seems to be no doubt that it was an awful accident. And I think Alec Baldwin, who just the context, there was a movie being made called Rust, which Alec Baldwin, he's producer and the main star of the movie. It's being shot at the Bonanza Creek Ranch in New Mexico. This is a beautiful location south of Santa Fe, and it's really popular. It's used for all kinds of sci-fi, western, very, very busy location and very much in demand. Now, this woman, as I said, rising star, the, you know, as a cinematographer.
Helena Hutchins, originally from Ukraine.
Yeah. That's right, yeah. Married to a Los Angeles-based lawyer, as I said, one young son, I think about 7 or 8 years of age, 42 years old. She had initially started off working in documentary, worked in London, and then came to LA, started working in film, and by all accounts, really well-respected, really talented woman, and a rising star, was repeatedly named in these Hollywood Reporter and Variety annual lists of one to watch. She always made these lists. But the sheriff's office said in a statement that Hutchins and also, I should say, the director and the writer of the film as well was also shot but injured. I think it's unclear. His name was Joel Souza. Now, it's unclear if he was injured by a different projectile or the same one or what happened there. But as I say, the sheriff's office said that they were shot when a prop firearm was discharged by Alec Baldwin, who was the producer and actor, as we've said, in this film Rust, in which he apparently plays a grandfather who breaks his 13-year-old grandson out of prison. And the grandson is imprisoned because of an accidental shooting, ironically. And Baldwin was then questioned by investigators. He was apparently distraught. Now, footage and pictures have circulated, of course, on the internet and on American television of him standing hunched over by the side of the road outside the sheriff's office, looking, as you can imagine, absolutely distraught. You know, as I said, that this young woman's life, this cinematographer's life, was taken in such a bizarre and tragic way. I think it's there. Sheriff's office again is saying that detectives are interviewing everybody who was there. Apparently, the incident happened when they were shooting a scene near a church, a disused church, and that the incident remains under an open and active investigation. So that's what we know. As I say, Alec Baldwin did tweet today, quite recently, just saying there are no words to convey my shock and sadness regarding the tragic accident that took the life of Helena Hutchins, and said she was a deeply admired colleague and his heart is broken for her husband, their son, and all who knew and loved her. You know, as I say, this happened, Matt, you may remember, years ago. Brandon Lee, the son of the martial arts expert and you know, iconic star Bruce Lee, was likewise killed when a prop weapon discharged. And in that instant, there was an old bullet lodged in the weapon, and it went undetected. Again, another freakish incident. The bullet wasn't, they weren't aware, and when the prop was fired repeatedly, the action dislodged the live bullet, and he was killed as a result. It lodged in his spine. So, I mean, these things, because they're so rare, I suppose, and you would imagine that there are all kinds of regulations that would have to be followed with the handling of a firearm as opposed to a replica on a film set. And as I say, I'm sure we will find out further details, but at the moment, that's as much as we know.
Thank you very much, Marion McCone, for joining us. And we'll talk to you again with Cal Thomas next Tuesday here on The Last Word of Today FM.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Weekdays from 4:30. Today FM.